So today, as we continue our discussion with people that we work with, partners in our community, it's my pleasure to introduce Daniel Sitter. He's the community engagement manager, and I'm really anxious to hear about that. Keep in mind that he will hopefully mention about the 5 homes that will be built in Philomath. So, Daniel, here.
All right. Well, thank you all for having me today. It was a really lovely service and really grounding. A lot of that really resonated, especially with the work that we do at Benton Habitat for Humanity. So as Oscar said, my name is Daniel Sitter, and I'm the Community Engagement Manager with the Benton Habitat for Humanity. So I work with all of our volunteers, our business and community partners. I work on special events, communications. We're a nonprofit, so everybody does a little bit of everything. So just have a couple minutes here today and just share a little bit about who we are, what we do, and how you can be involved. So just to start off, I was looking this morning at the home listings here in Philomath. Can anybody guess how many homes were listed for under $200,000 today in Philomath? Okay, some pretty low numbers, so you guys have a good sense. There were 0 under $200,000. How about bumping it up to $225,000? Any guesses on how many pop up there? I saw 1. If you go up to $250,000, you get a couple more. There were 7. That was up to $300,000. So that's really indicative of the whole county here. It's really not an affordable place to live right now. So that's what we're seeking to do, is help folks that need affordable housing in our community. So Benton Habitat for Humanity is an official affiliate partner of Habitat for Humanity International, which was not founded by Jimmy Carter. For all of you out there, it was founded by Millard and Linda Fuller down in Americus, Georgia in 1976. They had an idea for a partnership housing program, building homes with the folks that were going to be living in them. They had this idea after visiting a farm down in Jordan, or in Americus, Georgia, where everybody was equal. They had cooperative resources, so they had this idea, and they went forth, and people really caught on. They said, you know what, we want to bring this to our community. How can we do that? So the guiding principle really across Habitat for Humanity, in all 1,400 affiliate offices, 70 countries around the world, all 50 states and U.S. territories, and then one of 27 here in Oregon, is that everyone deserves a place to call home. So what we're doing here locally, we build homes. This is a photo of the latest home that we finished over in Corvallis. It's a professional photographer that took the photo, but it is a really beautiful home. So we're building homes with volunteers, we are always looking for new volunteers to come out on the build site and help us out. So the average home that we've built in the last 5 years, the sale price is a little over $200,000. So when we're building homes here in Philomath in the next couple years, at that $200,000 point, we will be some of the most affordable homes and some of the nicest homes. We're really building sustainable homes so that when people are living in the homes, they're able to afford living in them. So we build homes. We repair homes. So not many people know about this, but really across the Habitat footprint, the big programs are building homes, repairing homes, neighborhood revitalization, disaster preparedness and relief. So one of the programs that we have locally is the home repair program. In the last 5 years since we've started this program, we've worked with over 75 homeowners in Benton County. And these are folks that are low to middle income that might not be able to pay upfront for a cost of a roof replacement or window replacement, a critical home repair. So we're out in the community repairing homes. We build hope. There's a lot of families, a lot of hardworking families that live in our community that just aren't able to keep up with rent, aren't able to keep up with extracurriculars for their kids. And I think all of us in this room know, everybody here in this room knows that when we have a safe place to call home, we are more comfortable, we do better in our community. That's especially the case with kids. There's all sorts of research out there that when kids have a safe place to call home, they do better in school, they do better socially, they do better in athletics. So I think all of us know this, and that's really what we hope to achieve. So we really build hope with all of our partner families. We build community. Last night, we actually had a little volunteer appreciation dinner. We had over 75 people last year that volunteered over 100 hours or over 25 days. So we had at least one individual that volunteered 500 hours last year with our organization. But we also had about 325 people that just volunteered one day that came out either on the home build or over at the restore. So we really build community. This is at our annual Women Build event that we hold in March. And this was some of the women athletes from OSU. And you can see that they're digging, and it's about, you know, maybe a shovel depth there. That trench at the end was 3 feet deep. So it was nice to have the young women athletes there. Kind of to wrap up, so some of you may have heard, we have a property over on 9th Street. And the property, if you go right on 9th Street and you go up and over the hill, on the left side at Quail Glen, we have an acre property, and we will be building 5 homes. And so we've gone through the family selection process. The Rodriguez-Garibay family is the first family that will be living out there. And we just are finalizing our family selection application process right now. And so starting this in the next couple weeks, we'll be selecting our next 2 partner families to be living at this site. So we're really excited about the opportunity to be back here working in Philomath. We've built 12 homes in Philomath since 1991. So we're really excited to be partnering with new folks in the community, reestablishing some other relationships that have been in the past. We ask you guys some things that that you all can do to help out. Coming out on build days, we always look for groups on Saturdays. Going through here. Meals for volunteers, so always looking for folks to provide lunch for volunteers. We have different groups that come out a lot with our regular volunteers as well. Homeowner support and mentorship, so just being part of the community, coming out, introducing yourselves to the different homeowners that we're working with out there, offering support and mentorship. That really goes a long way in welcoming folks to the community. Home sponsorships and fundraisers, garage sales, anything like that to help us. The more that we are able to collect donations and keep those costs down, the lower the mortgage is for the family at the end. So we really try to decrease those costs so they have less to pay in the end. As an individual, not everybody has to go out and be on the build site. We have volunteer opportunities in the restore. We have volunteer opportunities in the office with our home repair team. Even if you're just coming out and talking about with your family and friends about what we do, that really makes an impact. And if you haven't been over to the restore, I suggest you come on over. We're having sales all the time on donated. Pretty much we have anything you need for your home, besides clothes, really, and beds. So we have appliances and couches and cabinets. So we pick up donations, and we also take them at the store. So if you haven't come on over, we're just right on Philomath Boulevard as you come into town. So that's all I have, really. Just wanted to say thank you for having me. We're excited to be back here working in Philomath. There's a really great community. And so as you start to see us a little bit more and more, come on out to the build site, just stop by. We're working on the site right now, doing some of the site work. We'll likely break ground on the road and doing a lot of the improvements starting once the ground dries up a little bit. And this summer is when we'll really dig into building the foundations and getting out there. So come on out when we're out there Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So look forward to seeing you then. Thank you. Yes, question.
Do the families that are receiving the home have to donate a certain amount of hours?
Yes. So it's the sweat equity aspect of it. And so it kind of, they have 250 hours that they are directly working on the home. And then there's another 250 that friends and family and other volunteers can contribute. So they are out there working on the home. Yes, definitely. Other questions? Cool. Well, I have some information on the table out front, a little volunteer sign-in sheet too, and I'll be hanging around for a couple minutes and happy to answer any other questions. Thank you.